T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Might have to make me a swing over to Dairy Queen, man. Might have to do it, Tyler.
I almost took a picture of it when I got it. I just started eating it too fast, though. So.
I get it.
That's why you brought me those donuts in the studio, isn't it? Because you wanted to feel better about the decisions, you're making.
And I wanted to feel better about turning them down while I potentially go get another Blizzard today.
Cinnamon. I mean, it's been a minute, man. The Mrs. Baird's little donuts, they're usually
the little cinnamon one.
I usually do the white or the chocolate ones.
So you do the powder. You like the chocolate?
Oh, dip them chocolates in milk. It's over. It's over. But it's been a minute since I've seen those cinnamon. Man, them cinnamon are off the charts. Wow. I mean, stop right now and get you some Mrs. Baird cinnamon donuts. There's 6 of them in there.
Stop.
Or is there 7?
Hey, Tyler Clint tried to do a video.
They are tremendous.
Tried to do a video of it. Tore open that bag and spilled them damn donuts all over the
I track. Spilled 2 donuts on the floor, but guess what?
They will make
five
a mess
seconds.
Now.
5 seconds.
No, not them little cinnamon. The cinnamon's ain't as bad as these the white powder.
These white powder ones.
The white powder ones.
White powder ones.
No, they was on the floor. I picked them up, ate them.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
White powder make you feel like you'd have ran into somebody on the
You better mess around.
The streets to help you out with something.
Look like old boy from All About the Benjamins.
Yeah, what white powder are we talking about?
White all around your mouth.
I'm just saying, eat some of them. Going to the bathroom real late at a club after you just ate some of them.
I don't know if I've ever been in a club and ate white donuts.
Wipe your nose on there.
Back in your heyday, you'd go to the bathroom in a club and eat white donuts.
That's the first time I've ever seen cocaine in my life.
Okay, so that is okay. I'm with you now.
Oh, you weren't with us.
Well, I was, but then I wasn't because I was like, man, I've never partaken or seen donuts in the club. But
Nashville, Tennessee. The spot, After Hours Club. Bad Boy opened up at 3, ended at 6, 3 a.m. at 6, went to the restroom.
Was that the bring your own alcohol bar?
Mm-hmm.
Juice bar? You bring your own alcohol, mix whatever you want?
Yeah, yeah.
And bring your own booger sugar, apparently.
Rolled in that bathroom. They was on the counter. It was like a movie for me.
Whatever you wanted,
I said, what in the hell is going on? Offered it to me. I said,
I'm good.
Good, man. I've never even smoked weed at this point. So I'm good, Jack.
That old booger sugar out there for you, huh?
That certainly what me. That,
cocaine and hookers, my friend.
I said, my goodness, that's what they're doing in the restroom here. I mean, this is a real After Hours Club.
It's a party.
Only way to transition to that is, look, I know there are going to be some that may differ on this, but once we saw the 4 uniforms come out, and I know a lot of people, and I can see Sean Bajani behind me. He is one that was hoping for it. And I think Tyler is too. And I can understand why there are some who were hoping to see, as Hannah said earlier, the Columbia blue or that Oiler blue be a prominent jersey. And I know there were people who felt that way. For me, when I saw the 4 come out, the white and the blue that are going to be the primary ones, and then that H-Town jersey with the H helmet that got leaked and the blue that then has some of that H-Town blue in it, more subtle than the primary jersey. For me, there's a part that says, all right, this is the Houston Texans and their legacy and their team and their colors. And we are going to roll with being the Texans. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, Clint, to maybe pay a little respect to the city and the history of that color having it in there. But the Texans are now establishing themselves. And I think the Texans may start moving into a place where we see them take their organization to the next level, because it looks like they're getting set up to do that. And I am actually happy that they said, we're the Texans. The Texans, and this is what our color scheme is, and didn't try to become what I would say is the Oilers. And I, me personally, I'm glad they kind of turned the page on that a bit.
Yeah, look, I'm good with it. I never was the as Bajani would say, double rods to the Adams family. It just didn't hit like that for me. I like the any version of the powder blue. Ole Miss does it. U of H did it this year, obviously. The Chargers do it. Like I would like the Texans to have one of those uniforms, because I think they're some of the dopest uniforms in the league, or in sports, right? Don't the Philadelphia Phillies have a...
They do, yeah. A lot of baseball teams were doing that instead of Gray.
Kansas City got some good ones, too.
Cardinals have some. Yeah.
But I just love that combo. So for me, it never was about the Oilers and the history and this and that. It was more about, hey, well, yeah, I'd like for one of my teams to have that combo so I can rock it. I understand why they didn't. I respect why they didn't. And with all that said, I think they did a tremendous job of incorporating it into a color scheme without letting it dominate the uniform, but making that subtle gesture of, hey, it's H-Town blue. We have some deep roots here, deep history here, and this color's a big part of it. Boom. Let's move on with it. Yeah. I like it.
Tyler, you're disappointed, aren't you?
I wouldn't say disappointed. Because like I was telling you, Ron, before we started the show today, when it came to the Columbia blue, the Oiler blue, the Love You blue here in Houston, I mean, emotionally, I've never had any kind of tie or connection to the Oilers.
Yeah, your ass is young.
Yeah, my dad loved them, but I was crapping my diapers when the Oilers were playing football. But I do know the history of that color in the city of Houston, and I feel tied to it in that way. And much like Clint said, I think the color is just fire, period. And whenever I feel like my city has a grasp on that color going back to its origins, I think it's where it belongs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can understand the connection. I look at the Texans that this is who the Texans are. Like, I feel like it, and maybe I think the Texans, or I mean, Houston probably potentially should have been allowed if they wanted to. I don't know the complete history to maybe do what the Browns did when they left and came right back as the Browns. That would have been cool if they could have come back with the Oilers. I know the Adams families were never going to let that happen, but they've established themselves as the Texans, and this is who they are. They're making a change, and they're going to establish this roots. I'm telling you, man, they start winning like this, they won't give a damn about that color. Let me say that. Not a damn about the color, but not as much. They get in here and start winning like we think they potentially can. I think people are going to be established as, this is the Texans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.